want to share something with you here. My friends over at Michigan News Source broke this story earlier this week about the DeWitt Public Schools defending teaching elementary kids grammar lesson on tree. Tree as in tree, and Z pronouns. Tree is not a pronoun. Z is the letter Z-E together, not even a word. But they're teaching first graders, apparently, that you can choose whether you're a boy or a girl. Shavey Road Elementary School in DeWitt sent out a letter informing parents of the school's plans to help students share and explore pronouns in a lesson using the book They, She, He, Me, Free to Be. And the superintendent there, Shanna Spicard, is defending the lessons. This has gone national. It's all over the Fox News feed this morning at the top. And joining me now is Congressman Tim Walberg. I wanted him to weigh on this. We got other things to talk about. But first graders, Congressman, they want to teach first graders that you can be anything you want. Just if you're a boy, you can be a girl. If you're a girl, you can be a boy. And by the way, the word tree is apparently a pronoun. What in the world is going on?
And I hope I hear soon that the DeWitt School Board, under pressure of parents, fires this lady and puts it in the record very clearly that she was involved in child abuse and neglect. This, as you know, is a full-blown effort to break down the family, the key unit of society, of our society, that has made us the greatest country ever to grace the face of the earth. This is all an effort to break down those structures that hold us together. And, I jokingly say for 2.5 years we were told by Dr. Fauci to follow the science. And now we are teaching first graders something that is totally unscientific. We are teaching young people to come to accept a mental health condition that I don't deny is there. But in the past, we used to help people with this. They ought to be teaching that there are X and Y chromosomes.
I want to ask you something about this. I want to go back a little bit.
Same way almost all the time.
100%, because I've got it in my hand here, Congressman, and I'm going to go back to your time as a state lawmaker, right? I'm going to go back in time a little bit, because you might have had a hand in some of this. But there is a series of acts that began in 1976 and have been updated ever since on sex education in the classroom. And I want to read something here for you because I believe that teaching kids that they can choose whatever gender they want would fall under the heading of sex education in the classroom. Here's one of the material and instruction in the sex education curriculum under section 1507 that discusses sex shall be age appropriate, shall not be medically inaccurate, and she'll do all of the following. And there's a whole list of things. But medically inaccurate is a violation of the law. Can a boy become a girl, Congressman?
No.
I mean, it's pretty clear here. DeWitt is violating the laws, strict laws, I might add, on sex education in the public schools by going forward with this. I think they should be held accountable. Wouldn't you agree?
I would absolutely agree. You know, this week we were attempting to hold the president of Columbia University accountable. This superintendent ought to be held accountable. Our State Board of Education ought to be held accountable if they don't push back on this. I remember when I was in the state legislature, I was pushing back on school-based health clinics handing out abortion information and also handing out birth control pills to young kids. That's what
right.
We need to call them. Who don't know at this point in time what they want to do with their life, who they'll be, what sources will take control of their life. And parents ought to still be kept in contact with everything. And if you can't take a kid on a field trip without signing a release form that the parents sign, this type of stuff is not simply crazy. It's absolutely hurtful to our future of this country, of our society, and those kids, those first-grade kids, and you know if it's there, it's plenty other places in that school.
Right, and, absolutely true. Where does it permeate?
Aren't being taught the proper pronouns that goes with English syntax,
right.
Let alone should they be taught this.
Words matter as well. And I bring this up because talking about education, I'm on this site called tutor.com, T-U-T-O-R, tutor.com. Looks, you know, tutoring that improves student outcomes, 3,000 expert tutors, 250 subjects, so on and so forth. Sounds great until you dig a little deeper, and you have been digging deeper into this. So while we're talking about education in the world and the problems we face, tell me about tutor.com.
Tutor is tied to China. Again, TikTok, totally tied to China. Tutor, tied to China. Confucius Institutes, tied to China. All with the intent to soft sell communism and break down our capitalist, free market, free enterprise, constitutional system with that offers freedom and opportunity and choice. So we found that to be the case with Tutor, and we're pushing back on that as well. It is amazing how much influence from outside sources, and specifically communist sources, whether it be Russia or China, are getting into our mainstream in the public, and it's all intent on breaking down all of the pinion points, all of the foundation structure of this great nation. And we'd better wake up. And it's influenced our educational system for 60 years, and right now it's winning. Frankly, it's time to stand up. I look forward to being chair of the Education Committee here in Congress next year.
Yeah,
I'm fighting for that position, and I have a strong possibility of getting it.
Well, I hope you get it.
These
are important issues. I'm concerned about the. I keep seeing games being played. The latest in Georgia, where 18 attorney generals, Democrats, have joined a lawsuit against the state of Georgia to complain about the congressional districts, right? As they try, every congressional district map is racist unless it favors the Democrats, at which point it's great. That's what I figured out. Have you seen the same thing?
Right. Absolutely. Look what happened in Michigan.
Right.
They couldn't win it. The Democrats couldn't win by election, even though it was always close. They couldn't win it by the elections. So they had to change the Constitution, lie to the public. The public got sucked in. And now they've jerry-rigged it. And then they didn't jerry-rig it as perfectly as they wanted. So now they're working on rechanging the maps around the Detroit area. I mean, this is un-American. And I'll say that very clearly. It's un-American in this approach. It's taking away foundational structures of how we even do politics in this country. And if you can't win it in the hearts and minds of the people at the ballot box, then we will do it by master, sinister approach that tells the people a lie, makes it sound good, and ends up taking away their power through their elected officials to design what works in the state of Michigan or any other state. Ohio, the same way it's taken place, and California it began, and what happens in California should never happen in any
poisons
other state.
The rest of the world.
That's how it often happens.
You got that right. Well, education is the top of mind topic today. We'll keep an eye on it. Congressman Tim Walberg, as always, I appreciate you being here. Have a great Friday.
Appreciate you being there.
Thank you, sir. All right. It is the Steve Gerber Show.
There are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have a second to spare on packing and preparing. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes, and one will soon. Your supplies should be within reach, ready to grab and go at a moment's notice. Secure those supplies at my website, preparewithgruber.com. Start with 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. Helping millions of American families prepare since 2008, My Patriot Supply are the experts in all things self-reliance. Their four-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty four-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years in storage. These delicious foods are sealed inside rugged buckets with handles designed to grab in a hurry. Go
to FarrellGruber.com
and get as many food kits as your family needs for $50 off each. They will ship fast and free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at FarrellGruber.com now.
Making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine. Not really.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.